Ezekiel 47. If you got your Bible, you can turn to Ezekiel 47. I'm going to talk from there. I want to just do a couple of things first. On the way out here, I felt God say to me that there was someone, and it may be more than one, but that whole thing of, you know, when the Bible talks about holding on, person who holds on, that you've got to let go. And there's this trust thing about letting go and letting God take over whatever it is that you're facing. And when Charlotte said a couple of times, control, we want control. Holding on is all about control. And I just felt there was a couple of situations people had that you're holding on to them. You're trying to control them. And you've just got to let them go and say, God, I'm going to give this to you. I'm not going to control it anymore. I'm just going to let it go. I was going to say I can be a bit of a control freak. I don't know whether I can be a bit of a control freak, but I like to come up with the strategy or try and sort something out. You know, you get an issue, you got a problem. Man, I'll keep going through all the alternatives and going, oh, we could work this out. And I feel every now and again God says, why don't you just leave it to me? You know, why do you keep meddling? Why do you keep meddling with what I want to do? Just step back. Just let me. And I feel that's for a couple of people. You've got some hard situations or some things and you're trying to work it out. And I just say, just step back. Just step back, relax. God's got it under control. God's got it under control. Can I give you a word? Is that all right? What's your name? Moru. I saw you over there, and as I came back and I stood here, your picture was right clear, and I felt God wanted to say to you, you're a light. You are a light. You're a life changer, but you carry an amazing light that changes the atmosphere around you. And don't ever fear where you go. No, don't ever think I don't have anything, because there's just a light with you that even when your words, when you talk, and I don't think I've had a conversation with you, but I just feel in the spirit there is a conversation that people have that they actually feel quite filled up. And they feel different because of you. But I also saw there was a cloud. The enemy's trying to put a cloud on you sometimes. And sometimes that cloud comes to trying to dampen it, trying to stop you being who you are. And I just felt as you prayed or you worshipped, and I don't know whether you're a worshipper or whether you like worshipping, whether you actually minister and worship or that you just love singing, but I see when you begin to worship that the cloud rolls away. And make that a part of wherever you're thinking, man, or whoever your favorite worship band is or worship song is, just put that on it. And I just see it lining. Let's just pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, and I just pray for a touch of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I thank you for even just the call and the places that you're going to take. Lord, I pray you just bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, here we go. Ezekiel 47. So this Ezekiel 47, is it going to come up there? Cool. I had 11 points here that I was going to do on finance, okay? 11 points on finance, which would have been far too many anyway, because they say I only have 3 or 4 anyway. But part of that, oh, it's actually it's in there, yeah. It's in my PowerPoint that I gave to you. Because that might be a different version, that version. So one of the things that I've got... my first 3 points are everything comes from God. Everything that you have is from God. And if you've heard me a few times, I've got this thing every time that you know, everything comes from God. We're to live our lives with God, and everything in our life is ultimately got to give glory back to God. So everything comes from God. We live in God. We live. Everything's got to go through us. Everything God's given us is to go through us and then to also go back to God. So everything's come from God. Everything's connected. And the third one is that everything from God is to flow through you. So everything that God gives to you is to flow through you. And a lot of times we get stuck because we hold on or we stop it flowing through. So this was in the context of finance, but it's way wider than finance, and perhaps finance is on the lower end. I think it's in our words, that they're to flow through us. They're the breakthrough, the Holy Spirit is to flow through us. And so let me just read this Ezekiel 47. We'll start at verse 1, so just go back one more. I think it's there one more, or maybe I took it out. Okay, we'll do a start of Ezekiel 6 because that's the main bit anyway. And let me read it to you. He asked me, the context is Ezekiel's having a vision, and he's seen a vision where, you know, he's seen the water up to his ankles, up to his knees. We've often talked about this bit. And then he's been in water to swim in, which is, you know, on Pentecost Day, today's Pentecost, that's the Holy Spirit, you know, that's without measure. And God wants it without measure in our lives. So here in Ezekiel 47 verse 6, the conversation with the angel says, he asked me, have you been watching, son of man? And then he led me back along the riverbank. When I returned, I was surprised. So he's gone down this journey with the Holy Spirit. He's gone down with this angel, and this angel sort of said, turn around and just have a look about where you've come from and where you've been. When I returned, I was surprised by the sight of so many trees growing on both sides of the river. Then he said to me, this river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of the river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. How many people have been to the Dead Sea? How many people have swum in the Dead Sea? It's amazing. The Dead Sea is so salty that you float in it. It's quite amazing. And I was saying in church the other week, Eleanor and I went on this tour before we had kids. We went on our world trip, you know, which at first I thought was a waste of money. Being a bit of an accountant, I thought, what a waste of money going and spending all this money to tour around. But it was actually fantastic. I'm glad she made me go. So we go to the Dead Sea, and our tour was with some Australians and a whole lot of British people. And so I can have a go at the British because that's my heritage. My parents are British. So anyhow, they say to you, now look, when you go into the Dead Sea, don't put any of it on your eyes. Don't put anything on your face because it stings. And you can feel I was going to say toxic, but toxic. It's very so much salt in there and so much stuff in there that it's not, you know, you don't want to put it on your eyes. So we have a British guy who walks straight out into the water, grabs the water, and goes, shh, 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 shh. Ah, I can't see, and we found it hilarious. But this guy's walking out, and we're going, oh, and I mean, the guy said to us about four times, don't, but you know how there's always those people that do their own thing. The thing is the Dead Sea's dead. There's nothing lives in it because it's not pure. And the picture here is that as the water flows into there, fresh water, it changes that Dead Sea and turns it into a flourishing, a place of life. And you know, as I drove out here today, you know, it's great driving out in a beautiful weather. You know, it's bright, you know, it was wet and windy the other day. It's horrible, but coming out here and I did feel there is a change of atmosphere in this place. And how does that atmosphere change? It changes by what we carry, because we all carry life with us. We all have life. It's the Holy Spirit within us. We're carrying that rivers of living water, and we make a difference everywhere we go. The challenge is that, you know, and I think it was well said by Deb that look, there's a fight going for this area. I don't know how spiritually you look at things, but there is a fight for this area. There is a fight for this area, and it's and so you're changing the atmosphere out of here. And I was saying to the group out there, we stand out. Look, everywhere you drive, every conversation you have, it's like you're putting fresh water into the desert, and life is flowing out after you. But there's an enemy that's going along with weed killer. There's an enemy that's going along sowing in seeds of negativity and seeds of depression. When I start praying for out here, I often feel the enemy wants to depress people. Yet at the same time, you're going, it's such a beautiful place. It's actually a place where we want life to flow. And so this picture is that everywhere we go, we're creating. Like that guy, everywhere that they've gone, there's life flowing out of you. Now the whole thing about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit was to be poured into us and full and to be an overflowing. You know, too often I think we just have it sort of, it's full up to two-thirds or three-quarters, and we're trying to minister out of that. But that's not what we're to minister at. We're minister out of the overflow. It's got to overflow. And so this time that Nick and Deb are taking in the mornings, it's filling them up. And filling them up, and it's constantly overflowing, but it's making a difference. You know, like if I close my eyes, it's like, you know those pictures where you see cars driving at night and you see all their lights? You know, like if you're looking down and you can see all the lights going, I think they're pictures that they've used lots, or you see the stream of light that's making a difference. I feel that's what's happening here. Everywhere you drive in this area, there's light. The Holy Spirit's coming out of everything that you say, everything that you do. When you're praying in your homes, it's changing the atmosphere of this area. And it's flowing out, and it's bringing life, because that's what we're here to do, to bring life. I was reading, and in my readings this week, I'm reading the parable of the farmer who scattered seed. And so as you heard me, I've been thinking lots about seeds, sowing seeds all the time, because we're all sowing seeds all the time. And so let me just read you this, and I'll just pull out one thing out of it. This is the parable of the farmer scattering seed in Luke 8, verse 4. One day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across the field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seeds fell on among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." His disciples asked him, "What's this parable mean?" He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really understand. Sorry, they won't really see. And when they hear, they won't understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who, so this is people who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. So this is people. So when we go out, we're sowing seeds because the word's within us. It's coming out. You know, you're if you've been a Christian and you're reading your word, it's coming out of you. You might go, "Well, but I'm not using chapter and verse." No, the Spirit and the wisdom of God is coming out of you. It's seeds that you sow into people all the time. Even just walking into the supermarket, you're influencing in that place. There's seeds. People are seeing you. They see you. They see you. I think, I've been challenging the Christians that we actually need to smile a little bit more. Because some of us Christians look pretty depressed. But people see, and they look, and they're attracted to you. So the seeds that are on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy, but since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow to maturity. Can I say that that category there is most Christians? Now, please don't get offended, but I think that's where most of us sit sometime. Now, we think we're mature, but maturity is the next bit, where it says, and the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. What's the huge harvest? People. So mature Christians are people that are having effect on everybody around them to produce a harvest. But I think too easily we get stuck on the third one, the one before that. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly that message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. To grow into maturity means that we get to the stage where we affect the people around us and that there is a harvest out of what we do. And I really want to encourage you that there is an opportunity. I feel there's an openness in the heaven. There's a fight for the heavenlies here. Even like Deb was saying, there's a spiritual fight for it. But I just sense it's you all carrying it. And all the Christians, I know quite a few Christians that live out here. There are certain places where God strategically places people to change the atmosphere. And look, there's no coincidence. There's no coincidence that any of you live out here. Like, you're put in your direct spot for a purpose. And so I just really feel just to pray for you that you're going to see more harvest. And I believe for it. The Holy Spirit, Luca was saying last night, one of the problems we get is we too often think that all the gifts are done by the people that stand up here. My belief is that the gifts of word of knowledge, the gifts of prophetic words are actually for Monday, Friday, at work, at home, in life. I think that is more where it should operate. You know, and I'm with Luca, and he's, we're having coffee. This is yesterday morning. We're having coffee in this cafe. It was a cafe that I don't normally go to, so I felt it was just the right thing. I went, oh, no, we'll go into this one here. I wasn't even planning on it. We went in there. We sat in there, and we're having a great chat, and about 10 minutes in, he grabs this Indian lady and says to her, turns to her and says, I'm a Christian, and I feel God wants you to know that your mother is going to be okay, and you just keep sending your money back to her. You're doing a good thing. Well, this girl, you could just, and she's going, because he says, is that right? And she's going, she's got her eyes like saucers sort of going, oh my goodness. My belief is that's not, Luca's not the only one that can do that. Everybody in this room. God's doing that to you all the time. It might not, you might not know it, but that prompt to text someone, that prompt to pray for someone, that's all the Holy Spirit wanting you to make a difference to people around you. That nagging thing, when you walk away and you feel God saying, I wanted you to say something to that person. But even just praying those seeds, you all carry that life to make a difference. You know, and then I leave him and he goes across to the dairy at church, and just as he's going there, this lady comes out of the pub to have a cigarette, and again he starts giving her a word. Oh, I go to the church across over here. And she's just going, You're so right. And I just feel that hey, we've got to keep sowing the seed. You know, I talk about in that you know, about giving, the more seed. You know, the more you sow, the more you're going to get a harvest from. Sometimes we give up too soon. We throw up a couple of seed and go, oh, it didn't work. I didn't seem to see anything happen. No, you've got to keep sowing. And continually sowing. Continually sowing. Let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you for your Holy Spirit. And I thank you that you are working in us and you are working through us. This morning, I just pray for a fresh touch on every person here. Father, I pray that we wouldn't focus on the seen, we would focus on the unseen. And Lord, you're working. Someone, you need to know God's working. You're looking at something and even you're looking at a person and then you think that nothing's getting in and that is so far from the truth. The truth is your words, your prayers are making a difference in their life. Holy Spirit, come. Bring faith. Bring courage. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to say the right things. Forgive us when we don't obey, when we don't follow that prompting. Lord, help us to make a difference. And right now, we pray for this whole area. Lord, we pray for an open heaven. Lord, we pray for an open heaven. You know, God is moving on people around here. There are people, and I was saying it out before the meeting, there's people out here that God's working on, that every time they even drive past this place, they feel a pull. That there's people that even have looked at the sign or saw an article even 6 months ago, and it's still playing on them that they should go. There's people that live next door to you that are waiting for the opportunity to have a conversation. And some of you that you're going to walk across, take a couple of cakes and you're going to end up praying with them and have one of the most supernatural encounters you've ever had in your life. Father, I pray, Father, fresh touch of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray against every person that's discouraged here. Father, I pray courage would fill their spirit. Father, courage would fill their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Any need, if you've got a physical, we've done physical, so I'm going to pass physical, but if you've got a problem, an issue you're facing, if you've got a heart for somebody that you just feel you're not getting through to, why don't you just stand where you are? I'm not going to bring you out, just stand where you are. If you've got, maybe it's something you're trying to work out, trying to, you know, even that's where I said about holding on, maybe there's something you've got to let go. If you go, I've got one of those situations, just stand where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. If you're sitting by someone that's standing, why don't you just put your hand on their arm or just begin to pray for them. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for a fresh touch. God, Holy Spirit. The best way to get rid of a blockage is to do something. If it feels like there's a block there, it's to put something into action. It's to pray for someone. It's to do something. It's to give something away. It's something you do in the natural will unlock the spiritual and the natural. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Presence there. Faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me, I don't know your name. I don't know you either. I just felt that there's a big calling on your life. You're probably aware of it. But the enemy's tried to sidetrack it, or tried to make you think it's not going to happen. But God's got it in control. There's a whole lot of seeds that have been sown, and you know they haven't even germinated yet. You've been thinking, oh, there's none left. But no, they've germinated. They've got it. And again, there's a light on you. It's similar to there's a light on you. You make a difference where you go. And I can just see you going on incredible divine little journeys with people, where you say things into their lives that they're going, how did you know that? Why did? It's just all over you. Father, I pray for a fresh flow of your Holy Spirit. Just release. Father, I pray for fresh faith to believe. Don't look at the past. Don't look at the things that have gone wrong. That they're gone. God's wiped them all away. And they don't affect the future. They have no bearing on the future. They haven't stopped the future. The future is amazing. Father, I pray bless. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.